a word for you from Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 10. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And so the Christmas story continues. From there on, you probably know some of these verses off by heart. And you have heard very often, perhaps, of these humble shepherds to whom God revealed that Christ, the Christ, was born. Not the religious leaders in Jerusalem, the capital where it was more important, but they were simply doing their job out in the field. And God chose to send his angels to speak to them. Well, when it happened, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they saw this bright light, the glory of the Lord shining around them, it says they were filled with fear. And that is why, when the angel spoke, his first words were, "Fear not." God knew their need, and their need was they were filled with dread, filled with fear. What is this which is happening? They've never seen it before. God supplies the needs, the appropriate needs, that which you need as his child. He knows what it is, and fear is one of the most incapacitating sins that there are. Now, in a certain sense, it was natural that they should be scared. This was a spectacular event. But the Lord nevertheless helps them, gets them over this, and says, "Don't be afraid." And then he goes on to say why we should not be afraid. Are you living in fear, the wrong type of fear, that which paralyzes you? If you have the Lord on your side, if you are with God, let him speak into your soul that word which says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news." Yes, the Savior was born to deal with the sin problem, and the sin problem is that which causes fear. We are afraid by instinct. Even the bravest hero has a measure of fear. But the only thing that rules out this fear is the good news, that the Christ has been born for us. Are you still living in your fear or in the joy of knowing the Son of God, born for you?